Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. It's time for Paxton Quigley to bring us another great segment, Cannabis Healing. Paxton, good morning. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well, Adam, and I want to say hello to all of our Cannabis Healing listeners around the world. But first, I'd like to remind our listeners that my new novel, Just Try Me, which takes a close look at sex trafficking, is available on Amazon. And the Kindle version is only priced at $2.99. And I'm proud to say that Kirkus Reviews, the oldest and most prestigious book review company in the world, gave Just Try Me a wonderful review. And I'd like to just quote, Just Try Me is a swift, entertaining tale with plenty of series potential. The action scenes are truly exceptional. And more importantly, we'd like to thank our sponsors at Tikkun Olam, the world's leading cannabis company and pioneer in medical cannabis research. Tikkun Olam is now distributing its products in many parts of the United States, and that includes its hemp-based CBD, Tikkun Hemp. It's now available everywhere by ordering online at tikkunhemp.com, and I'll spell that T-I-K-U-N-H-E-M-P.com. Now on to our main topic, childhood autism and cannabis. Folks, I'll just give you two statistics that I find frankly shocking. The CDC announced that 1 in 59 children in the United States have been diagnosed with autism. Worldwide, it's 1 in 160 children. Now, our guest today is Tiffany Carwile. She's the founder of the Ohio Chapter for the Mothers Advocating Medical Marijuana for Autism, or MAMA for short. Her 5-year-old son has autism, and she is seeking other ways to provide relief instead of prescription pills. Tiffany believes in cannabis. Now, the Ohio Medical Board withdrew a previous recommendation for the use of medical cannabis for autism and anxiety, and Tiffany Carwile is opposing the board's decision. The board will be taking a new vote at its next meeting on September 11th. But from what I've read in the news, the board is unlikely to add its medical cannabis condition list this year. Tiffany Carwile, welcome to Cannabis Healing.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Sure. Now let's jump right in. Why did the board rescind their original position of allowing the use of medical cannabis for anxiety and autism? I've heard that only 4 physicians oppose medical cannabis. What's going on in Ohio?
I submitted a 500-page petition at the end of last year with supporting evidence and research for cannabis as a viable, safe, effective treatment for all of those diagnosed with autism spectrum disorder, including pediatric patients and those with Asperger's and pervasive developmental disorders as well. Upon receiving my petition, it was initially accepted and went through the next phase to have an expert review panel pretty much dissect my petition and write a recommendation whether they agree or disagree with the evidence I supported. The expert reviews completely supported my petition in adding autism as a qualifying condition for medical cannabis. They initially stated hesitation on allowing pediatric use for medicinal cannabis within Ohio. However, pediatric cannabis is already approved for conditions such as PTSD, Tourette's, and seizures. Ironically, all conditions that closely coincide with autism. So they decided to put off the initial decision, which was supposed to be this summer. They postponed into July, and then they had canceled the July meeting, postponing it again into August. In the August meeting, they decided to vote down the recommendations for autism and anxiety, stating that it can be a useful medicinal option for some. However, it can increase panic attacks and anxiety in certain patients, despite evidence showing that anxiety is actually improved.
So I just want to tell people that there are 4 states it specifically allow medical cannabis to treat anxiety. And there's another 7 that allow it under broader applications. Now, for autism, there's 13 states that list it as a condition including Illinois, which just added it last week. And then there are three others that allow use of cannabis, actually with small amounts of high-inducing THC. So there's a precedence out there.
There's actually more states than that. In total, there's 24 states that actually acknowledge autism as a qualifying condition, whether they already implement in its existing medical cannabis program or they recognize it as a debilitating condition and allow a doctor's recommendation. So almost half of the country already allows cannabis for autism in some way, shape, or form. They already either implement it in the medical cannabis program or they allow a doctor's recommendation. So there's more than just what the statistics are showing so far, because due to growing scientific evidence, more and more states are implementing autism into their medical cannabis programs. Almost every state that has a viable medical cannabis program allows autism in some way, shape, or form. Ohio is one of the only states that has shown this much resistance.
Now, that's amazing. Now, are you going to be going to the next meeting that's happening on in September? Are you going to be there? Are you bringing forces there to see if you could get it passed? Or what will be your next step?
Yes, actually, I will be there, and I'm calling upon parents and those diagnosed with anxiety as well, parents of autistic individuals, whether you're an autistic individual yourself or you're tied to the autism community in some way, shape, or form. I implore you to make a presence at this meeting with me. And also those diagnosed with anxiety as well, because I feel like this is another condition that is being seriously discredited by the board's decision to deny the recommendations, to vote it down. In addition to developmental disability, many people don't understand that people with autism live with conditions and symptoms such as intellectual disability, self-injurious behaviors, aggression, pain, sensory processing disorder, apraxia, dyspraxia, epilepsy, seizures, mood and sleeping disorders, GI issues, eating disorders, inflammation, and oxidative stress, as well as immune dysfunctions as well. So autism can be viewed as an extremely complex set of medical conditions that are very unique to each individual diagnosed, hence why it's a spectrum condition. An underlying medical and comorbid conditions need to be addressed and not just attributed to one's autism. Many of Ohio's existing qualifying conditions are comorbidly implicated within autism, and those conditions include post-traumatic stress disorder, Tourette's, seizures, epilepsy, chronic pain, TBI, encephalopathy, IBS, ulcerative colitis, Crohn's disease, and other neurological conditions like Parkinson's and Alzheimer's. Those are all already qualifying conditions for medical cannabis. 10 out of the 21 qualifying conditions that are approved for cannabis in Ohio are all closely coinciding with autism, which begs the question, why are people with autism the exception to access and being subjected to such hesitation when they suffer from these conditions because of autism?
I understand what you're saying. Now, I know that you have a son who's 5 years old. Can you tell us a little about what you're doing with him, and are you using medical marijuana?
I am not using medical marijuana currently. My son actually recently just got diagnosed with Tourette's and PTSD, which is giving him access to medical cannabis. And I am going to be heavily documenting my son's success, not just with his PTSD and Tourette's, but for his autistic symptoms as well, because he has Tourette's and post-traumatic stress disorder because of his initial autism diagnosis. They are inherent within his diagnosis. So I will be heavily documenting my son's progress along the way. So I have never administered pharmaceutical medications to my son. For one, because no pharmaceutical can safely or effectively treat the core symptoms within autism. The two FDA-approved medications only target the irritability within autism. And a little known fact about the FDA-approved medications that are available are the three biggest killers of our kids. The three biggest killers of people with autism are seizures, suicide, and heart complications. All three of those things I just listed are all side effects of the FDA-approved medications that are subjected to our children and adults with autism. If you look at the side effects listed, you will find heart complications such as arrhythmia, sudden death, you will find suicidal thoughts, and you will find seizures, all within the side effects of the FDA-approved medication. Our kids are already 2.5 times more likely to die due to a severely developmentally disabled autism diagnosis. When these cocktails of medications are given to our children, the risk of harm increases significantly, meaning their life expectancy decreases further and the mortality rate increases.
Well, you have just laid out a horror show as far as I'm concerned. And do you have a petition also going around?
I do. I originally submitted a medical petition, which is different than a signature-based petition, to the medical board. The original petition that I submitted was all evidence-based, was all scientific and medical evidence-based. They are not looking for a signature-based petition. On that front, people get confused. But, however, I did start a support-based petition on change.org to bring to light how many people are actually in favor, both in and out of Ohio, of cannabis for autism.
You know, I'd love for you to go on and on about the subject because it's so informative, but we're running out of time. But I want you to please give out your website so our listeners can go to that.
For more information on cannabis for autism, you can visit www.namamausa.org. And if you would like to sign my petition, you can find my petition on change.org under the title Grant Access for Medical Cannabis for those diagnosed with autism spectrum disorder in Ohio.
Thank you so much for being on Cannabis Healing, and we hope to have you on again in the future.
No, thank you so much for having me.
Once again, we'd like to thank Tikkun Olam for sponsoring today's show. We here at Cannabis Healing are proud to be associated with Tikkun Olam, and we wish them the best as they roll out their excellent hemp-based CBD products throughout the United States. So please go to tikkunhemp.com. And again, I'll spell that T-I-K-U-N-hemp.com. And please check out my book, Just Try Me, on Amazon. We invite our listeners to stay in touch on Facebook, on Twitter, by searching for Paxton Quigley. I'm Paxton Quigley.